Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We're glad you could join us. We're talking to Bob Koppel here. He's the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. And I'm going to get into a topic of something that you hate to see, but it does occur, unfortunately, especially during a pandemic. People just avoiding healthcare altogether. And we want to talk about that a little bit and why that's so important to not do.
Well, so I think, and we probably, I can't remember, Brandon, if we've talked about this before or not. I know I have with Dave a couple times in the morning. So especially early on in the pandemic, and this is kind of the April, May, into June timeframe, we actually had some pretty unfortunate occurrences in our community where patients actually didn't come to the emergency room when they were having heart attacks and strokes. And there were some bad outcomes from that. And really the underlying piece of all that was just their fear. They were scared of somehow they would get COVID if they went to the emergency room. And actually the kind of the opposite reality is what's true. And I remember at the time talking with Dave about all the environmental precautions that we take. You know, every emergency room waiting room is actually a negative airspace. We've got negative air rooms. You know, we have all this technology around just airflow throughout the whole hospital. We up on our third floor where we have all of our COVID patients, actually that unit, the entire unit is now a negative airspace. And it's just, so we're taking those precautions certainly to benefit the staff and the patients, you know, quite honestly. But what we've seen kind of again over the last, probably 45, 60 days is people avoiding seeking healthcare. And we're hearing this from some of the physician practices in town. We certainly are seeing it in the emergency room. You know, our population really hasn't changed from a year ago. Our emergency room volume is anywhere from 20 to 30% less every day. And, you know, a piece of that might, maybe just everybody is healthier. Quite honestly, we have seen less of certain illnesses in the community. So for example, flu, very, very few cases yet. And this is the middle of January. And we attribute that to social distancing, masking, people doing good hand hygiene. So part of that is coming about because of changes of, you know, we're kind of making socially within the community. But we're still very concerned that people aren't coming in to just when they need to. And, you know, again, I think it's, we always try to coach people or caution people that you kind of seek the level of care you need. And so if you can go to your physician's office, then that's what you should do. If you need to go to like an urgent care center type environment, because what you've got is going on, maybe it's the night or the weekend, you can't get to your personal physician. And so that's, you know, we have KSTAT, which is a great facility here in our community. And when you need to go to the emergency room, we want you to come to the emergency room because that's our role as the hospital to provide that. So just, you know, I think perhaps one to see, you know, to be reassuring to people that it's a safe environment, but also really to, you know, encourage people when you've got health issues, address them before they escalate, because that's where things kind of, you know, you kind of go off the rails, if you will. And that's when we have the bad outcomes. You know, it's kind of the same thing. We know that this has been tough economically for people in the community for the last, I don't know, we can easily say 10 months now. It's weird when we're talking about being in the pandemic now almost a year. At least that's weird to me. You know, so we've made some structural changes there too. We actually, you know, earlier this year, we reduced the cost of imaging at the outpatient imaging center to make sure we had an affordable option in town. We reduced prices on things like colonoscopies because we can't stop doing things that are just good for screening exams, like getting, you know, depending on your family history, you may need a colonoscopy every 2 years, every 3 years, or even every 1 year, because that's how we get ahead of people finding people with cancer. The same with mammography. Our foundation actually helped fund a second 3D mammo piece of equipment this year. So again, in the middle of the pandemic, we're trading out stuff like that because we have to still address everybody's just their normal health issues, because that is not going away. And, you know, some people close to me, they actually were diagnosed with cancer this year. I have a sibling, I have people I work with. If they hadn't been going and doing their screening exams, those might not have been caught. And so I guess that's, again, just a want to really emphasize to people in our community, we've got to keep doing those things. Brandon and I were talking, we're off camera or off radio, I guess we're not really on camera. We have some really good healthcare providers in this community. I think sometimes people maybe don't understand that if they've never lived anywhere else or they don't have the experience. For those of us like me who've traveled a little bit with our careers, we have really good providers here who actually care about their patients and want to do the right thing. And I think they would all, you know, there's kind of the culminating message of take care of yourself, get things like that done, the normal screenings, get vaccinated when you're able to. You know, all these things that we are just good healthcare things to do. I think we would all be advocating for people to just kind of think about that. Don't worry about the risk. The larger risk oftentimes is in not addressing your health issues. So we would just want people to do that. And then, you know, the other thing too, I think it's a huge lesson that's a little bit overlooked in the last year. We know that people are more susceptible to things like COVID who have chronic health issues. And the ones who've gotten in some of the worst situations are the ones who aren't really addressing their chronic health issues. So this is a good time to be thinking in 2021 about stopping smoking, about exercising more. We should all drink more water. We have a kind of a dehydrated society because we drink so much stuff with caffeine in it, and caffeine dehydrates us. You know, we could all probably spare to lose a few pounds and just exercise more. And so, you know, how do we help people kind of connect all those dots? Because that's actually what protects us from the next health event. So I've kind of gone on and on there, Brandon, but.
Yeah. And you've got plenty of resources there. I know there's some good programs that people can take advantage of if they're curious. I know there's if you're looking to lose weight, there's the LIGHTS program. I don't know if that's the correct term for it. And then all sorts of nutritionists that work there and can help you live healthier.
Yeah, we have a diabetes education program, a weight management program. Our nutritionists, our dietitians, actually, you know, there's lots of people like that to help you in the community, because it really is that bigger picture of health, and we can't lose sight of that just because of COVID. COVID is important. COVID obviously is a threat to many people. It's a big part of our world right now. It's a big part of our work every day, but we can't let that kind of just blank out everything else, because we still need to address all those other things too. And we want to, and you know, again, the role is, and actually part of our mission statement talks about the health of individuals and the entire community. And so I think that's why, you know, we've got to keep kind of taking this bigger picture. We're going to deal with the individuals who have COVID, but we still are concerned about the wider community health issues.
Yep. Well said. Yep. It's been a tough year, and encouraging, though, at least the with the vaccines, hopefully things will start to improve here in 2021. Bob, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and hope you have a good weekend. Did you get a three-day weekend this weekend?
No.
No? Well, that's unfortunate. Neither do I. But
we actually have an associate and physician vaccine clinic Monday morning starting at 0600, and we've got other things going on. So it's okay. This is all good. This for us, are taking the steps. We're back on offense. We've been playing defense for 9 months. The last month, we're back on offense, so that's good.
All right. Well, regardless, have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next time.
Thanks, Brandon.
Bob Koppel again, Via Christi, Ascension Via Christi president and CEO, joining us here on In Focus. We'll talk to Deb Watkins next from the Animal Shelter.